Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Hi, Don. Listening to your guest talking about divorce, I'm hoping to be divorced next month. And I've organised a weekend away with all my friends to celebrate it. Whilst my friends are happy about this, my family think I'm being completely disrespectful and insensitive. See, here's the difficult task, the difficult part. In some sense it's a celebration. Like marriage, like baptismal, like confirmation and communion, and like everything else that we do in this country. It's a celebration. Because it's start of a new life. It's the start of a new chapter in your life. And yeah, it's about... But it's also quite sad because nobody ever gets married to get divorced. I don't think so anyway. There's nobody walks down the aisle and says, I'll tell you the last 5 years of this one. You know what I mean? Nobody ever does that. So we don't marry somebody to get divorced. You marry somebody because I assume you love them and you want to be with them for the rest of your life. And that's the plan, isn't it? So nobody ever gets married to get divorced. So in some sense, it is a celebration. In some sense, it's tragic. That you've gone through so much in your life for it all to end like that. And particularly if something really bad happens in the marriage. If two people fall out of love and they have an amicable divorce, yeah, have a bit of a celebration, a weekend away with the girls. If two people, well, if one person in the relationship does something very wrong on the other, be it domestic violence, be it infidelity, whatever it happens to be, I don't think it's time for celebration. I think you should be just glad to get away from it. You can think of it as a lucky escape to get away from the person. But I don't know if it's something to celebrate. I'm interested to know, by the way, if you've had a divorce, did you have a celebration? Did you have a party that night? Did you break open the champagne? There are some people I know, for example, and as soon as they get away from the individual, they'll be cracking open the champagne, that's for sure. Because he's a gouger. The number is 087-188-0008. Should you celebrate? Is divorce something to celebrate? The number is 087-188-0008. You can WhatsApp or text. Maybe you've been through the system. Is it something to celebrate? Will you be celebrating? Will you be sad? I was just looking at some of the texts that are coming in at the moment. These ones who break up marriages are dirty, filthy swines. Yes, they are. Yes, that's what they are. Let me go to John. John, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, John?
Afternoon, Niall. How are you doing today?
Good, John. Now, I know as a Christian you don't necessarily agree with the principle of divorce, but there comes a time when two people just don't love each other anymore and they have to get away.
Unfortunately, that could be the case. But, I mean, at the end of the day, when you get married, you don't get married to fail. Do you really?
No.
I mean,
no, you don't. Of course you don't. Of course you don't.
I mean, what's the point of actually planning a marriage if, let's say, a year down the line, then the two years are going different directions, or you have different interests, or whatever the case is, the whole relationship's breaking down. What is the point of planning a wedding around that? There is no point.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree with you more. And I think most people, I would imagine everybody, I don't think most, I think everybody, walks down the aisle thinking it's going to last forever.
And this idea as well, Niall, of celebrating, oh, I got away from him, I got away from him.
But some people are nasty individuals and you're kind of happy to get away from them.
I mean, psychologically, then people are just wounded from that point on.
Of course they are. Now, who's wounded? Who's wounded?
Go back to that point.
Who's wounded?
That failure in life.
John, go back to what you said about people wounded. Who's wounded? Which person's wounded?
No, when you hear people go, oh, you know, they're celebrating and they got away from the man and they got away from the woman and now they're single again, those people are wounded, you know, emotionally. Because any failures in life will always go back to that same failure again. So you need to move on. If you're going to move on, move on. But not this, oh, look, it's over and I got away from him.
But
and
yeah, but some people,
that
because...
doesn't do anything for anybody in the long run.
Yeah, but John, because you've been through, you know, I mean, obviously you haven't been to a divorce, right? But
God, no, I haven't, no.
Yeah, okay, I have.
And I know you have.
And I can tell you, it's very emotionally disturbing. It's stressful. Yeah. It's costly, by the way, apart from anything else.
I know. Did you read me text where I sent you in?
No, I didn't. I didn't see that text, John. But maybe I shouldn't.
You can't read on air.
Yeah, anyway. But in saying that, the point is that it takes a great toll on somebody. So when they get to the end, there's this feeling of relief that they never have to hopefully see that person again that, you know, that did so much damage to their life. And maybe that's why they're celebrating.
Well, here's the thing, Noel, if you have children...
If you have children, obviously there has to be communication to some degree.
You may see that person again, so the emotional feelings will come back again and they'll flood back. The gates will open again, so you can shut them, you can lock them. But if you have children, those emotional gates will just flood back open again.
But it does does give you that opportunity then, I suppose, to go ahead to get married again, if that's what you want to do. You found somebody else that you love and you want to marry somebody else again. So it gives you that opportunity to do that too. So for a lot of people, it is a cause for celebration.
No, because again, you're celebrating a failure. And I don't think that's what people should be celebrating.
See, I'm looking here and this is obviously...
In my romance and my marriage, no.
I'm looking to see some of the texts coming in here and obviously from somebody who's gone down that road already. They said, get him off the air. And because you've never been, you've never been in that situation, John. And until you're in that, and I don't want to say that it's like somebody saying, "Well, you can't talk about kids unless you have kids." Of course, you can.
And I'm sure that person who sent in the text has been in that situation. But the fact of the matter is, you never celebrate a failure in life. It's not the way you do it.
But you're not celebrating the failure. Because the divorce, unfortunately, is dealing with the failure. The failure is, and the failure is usually created by one person in the marriage, by the way, not by both. It's usually one person.
Maybe two now.
That can happen now and again, but usually most marriages break down because one person is either, there's either domestic violence, there's either abuse, or there's infidelity. That's generally how most marriages break up. Infidelity would be the most common.
Simple.
Well, infidelity is the most common cause of breakup. That's usually caused by one person. All right, that's just one person being selfish. And that's one person thinking of themselves and not thinking of anybody else but themselves. It's a narcissistic thing to do. So anyway, but getting back to it, the point is, so you're kind of glad to be rid of them. You know what I mean? You don't want them in your life. They're vermin. They're viruses. You just don't want them there anymore. So you are celebrating that fact that you don't have to be with them. And you know,
Noel. I'm going to say this now, and it's probably going to annoy the nation, and I don't really give a, you know what. The fact of the matter is, if you love somebody once, there will always be a part of that person you love. No matter whether you divorce from them...
What? There'll always be a part of you that'll love the person?
Yeah.
John, there's something wrong with you.
You love somebody so much in life, you get away. There'll always be one part of them, one section of them, that you'll always love. The rest of you may hate.
John.
But the
you clearly haven't been through a divorce.
I haven't been, and I can't imagine, like, basically people who have to face that. But at the end of the day, I would like to... Do you know what I'd love to do?
I know somebody currently going through a divorce at the moment. I can tell you now, there's no part of that person that she loves anymore. None. Not a single bit.
Yeah, maybe now.
Not a digit. Not a cell.
No, I wouldn't say directly after divorce. The last thing is...
No, I'm not talking about directly after divorce. I'm talking about in general for the rest of her life. I know. You think maybe down the line. John, do you know the damage that people can do to each other during a divorce?
Yeah, no, I'll have to say I can imagine because I haven't been through a divorce. But I can imagine the damage that being... The emotional damage and just about everything else that can be done. But at the end of the day, I don't know... As I said, I always believe in a relationship that's going to be successful.
Okay, well, stay there for a second, because I want to go to Mary as well. We'll stay there, John. Mary, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Mary? You got divorced.
I did, Niall. How are you?
Good, how are you? And you had says on my screen, Mary, best day of her life.
One of the best days of my life.
Now, can I be honest and say...
Is it really?
Well, no, can I be honest, Mary, and say that one of the best days of your life was probably getting married as well?
Pardon?
At the time... One of the best days of your life was getting married as well.
Oh, yes. Yep. Oh, yeah. He at the time, he was the love of my life.
Yeah, of course.
When I married him.
Yeah.
You know, but it was a nasty marriage. You know, one that I needed to get out of. 11 years we were married.
Okay. And so you were, and I don't want to go into the ins and outs of your marriage for obvious reasons on
no,
the air.
No.
But when you were divorced, mm-hmm. did you feel like some sort of relief and it was just, it's over and I can move on with my life now?
I had a separation agreement for years and then we got the divorce because he wanted to remarry.
Okay, fine, yeah.
And like I said to the producers, I mean, yeah. I knew what she was getting with him. But I was down in the courthouse, Niall, and there was a few women, you know, we were all down there for the same thing. And they were upset and they were crying and, oh, I felt so sorry for them. I was the only one smiling down there.
I'm rid of him.
I got my paper. I don't know. I went off up into a pub and I had a drink. And then I came home and I had a fabulous party.
Oh, did
and
you?
Of course, the song of the night was D-I-D-O-R-T-E.
My D-I-B-O-R-C-E became final today.
And I had, my younger son was living with me at the time. So I said to him, you know, there's going to be a party tonight. You don't have to be here.
Yeah.
You can stay with your older brother if you want.
Can I ask that lady a question?
Yeah, go on, ask her a question. Sorry, yeah.
And don't worry, I'm not going to be bad about this.
No, I'm glad.
Before that lady got married, and I'm asking her directly there, when she hooked up with a man and the 11 years of the marriage that just was walking out, was there any aspects of the relationship that she actually seen that this was not going to work out? Was that actually part of the man that she said, oh, maybe I shouldn't really marry you? Because I don't like that about
her. In other words, did she have you could have, like, okay, we can edit that down. Did you have any doubts before you got married?
Not before I married.
You know. But I was only 20 when I married. He was 19 at the time, you know.
So you're too young.
Over years, it went sour and, you know, things like that happened. But the only best thing was I had my two children from
Yeah,
from
you don't regret any of that for a minute. Of course not.
Yes.
But
we had good times.
Okay, so did you crack open the champagne?
Oh, God, yes. Yeah, now at that time you just had sandwiches, you know. Now they all seem to do curries. But that time, sandwiches and music, blaring, it was a real celebration.
Okay, we'll go back to, in relation to the story. So you told the children, by the way, to stay over at the brother's house if they wanted to, because John interrupted the story. So what happened then?
Oh, sorry,
man.
He decided to stay.
Sorry?
He wanted to be a part of the party.
Who?
You know. So we had a great night.
Oh, the children did? Yeah.
Yep.
The son,
yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, that's good.
Yep.
Well, that's. I'm glad he was part of the party, if that's what he wanted to do, yeah.
I mean, he was seeing his dad during access and things like that, you know.
Yeah.
But it was good, and I just felt free. I felt free again.
Yeah. I'm glad you did. And there was an element of finality about it.
Yes, and I mean, it was years. I mean, I was separated about 23 years at the time.
Okay.
So, you know, by the time we got the divorce, you know, I mean, it was time to call.
Obviously, the separation is the main part of it. The divorce is essentially just a bit of paper.
It's just a follow-up, really.
It's just a follow-up, yeah.
Yeah.
It just means that you can get married again if you want. You get married again, by the way, Mary.
I did.
Did you?
I did remarry.
Oh, well done to you.
I spoke again before about my Scottish husband.
Oh, Mary, I remember you. Oh, Mary, now my heart is broke. My heart is broke. So you married the Scottish man, but sadly he passed away not long after you married him.
He did.
The love of your life.
I wouldn't have had that chance to meet Donald. So things happen for reasons, don't they?
They do. Everything happens for a reason.
And you just don't know.
I do remember your story now when you were talking to me last year, Mary, about Donald. The Scottish man that you went over to marry.
Yeah, he's 4 years now since the beginning, 10th of January, since he passed.
Ah, gosh. Yeah. I'm so sorry. But see, now, John, if she wasn't celebrating and wasn't happy to be divorced, she wouldn't have met Donald, who she did, the love of her life in Scotland, even went over to live with him and marry him and everything else. And sadly, he passed away at a very young age. So, I mean, she wouldn't have done all that. She probably wouldn't have.
I understand that, Niall. And I also understand that people just naturally grow apart. You know, a relationship starts one minute and then it just naturally grows apart through, a man and woman's life. But there's another aspect that always gets me about divorce, and it's nothing to be celebrated, is that a man could be left, and I don't mean to say this, Niall, and I do apologise before I say it, your position. That a man that could be left out in the cold, and the woman could be left the house. I don't agree with that.
Or whatever the circumstances might be of an individual divorce.
Become at the time. Because I think that is one part of divorce that I do not agree with. That, you know, if it's in the case of a house, that it should be.
The system, what you're trying to say, and I can't go into obviously too many details, but what you're trying to say is the system should be fairer. Yeah, and it should take into consideration both people. I should we'll stay there for a second because I've got to go to James as well.
Both of them,
yeah.
If that's the case.
Yeah. Sorry, James, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, James?
Good afternoon. How's it going?
James, Mary absolutely cracked open the champagne, had a party. Do you think it's something to celebrate?
Listen, it's, a, it, are you, it's, I don't think it's a disrespectful thing of the past. That's a nod to the future. Mary is starting a new chapter. Anyone that separates in this way is starting a new chapter. So me personally, I think if I was going to go that route, it would be a nod to the future and prospects that it could have.
So you don't agree with John when he was talking about it being a failure? I don't think it's a failure.
No. The only thing final in life is death. Everything else like that is a learning experience.
It is celebrating a failure of a marriage.
It's absolutely not celebrating a failure. Things happen. Yeah. So if it's like anything in sport. If you have young children and they don't succeed, that's not a failure. We just go again. We do better the next time. It's not a failure. You can't think like that.
Well, I would. I would think that way.
Are you
think it's a failure.
He's not
think it's a failure.
John, you're not married, are you, John?
No, not married, but I would think it's a failure of me and my marriage. That's the way I would look at it.
But, but as I said, the only thing final is death. And, okay, people might celebrate.
Well, we've no control over that, let's be honest.
And maybe Dean's a little bit crass. And maybe Dean a little bit crass. But these are probably close people who, whether you like it or not, you probably leaned on them in times of desperation when it wasn't going your way or things weren't fun or you weren't being very nice to each other. So it's not just an outpouring for yourself, it's an outpouring for them, because no more will you be on the phone saying, I can't do this anymore, I have to leave, I have to... Just, we're fighting morning, noon and night. That can be final. But to say that's a failure, I think it's wrong.
Yeah, and somebody else actually did text in and say it's not a failure, obviously, when you said that, John. It's not a failure when the other person cheats. It's it's disrespectful. In other words, it's not a failure from the point of view. Some people might be celebrating the fact to get away with the person because they didn't break up the marriage.
A
failure is a completely different thing altogether. If somebody, cheats in the marriage or breaks down the marriage or there's domestic violence or whatever it happens to be, and you're getting away from that, that's hardly celebrating a failure.
No, I attended a funeral today with two people who are recently divorced.
All right.
But you could see them standing beside each other. They still love each other, but it just didn't work out.
Yeah, it's possible. Yeah, it's quite possible. They just couldn't live together. Maybe they just,
But Niall, at the end of the day, it is a failure of your relationship and your marriage. You can't get away from
it's
that.
It's not a failure. That's not a way to word it, John.
You can call it what you like. But
it's not a failure because the marriage is normally broken up normally. By one person. Sometimes it's an amicable disagreement that you don't love each other anymore. That's fine. That happens rarely too. But normally, in 85% of marriages, they end up in divorce cases in a drama in a courtroom because they hate each other. Because one person is usually...
They endure each other from all angles, yeah.
Yeah, because one person has done something wrong, i.e. has committed adultery, or is domestic violence, or is an alcoholic, or whatever it happens to be.
They didn't like each other, period.
No, that's not the case. John, that's not the case in all divorces. 99% of divorces are not like that. There are some failures, if that's what you want to say. Most divorces are separations. Are not true failure. It's true because one person did something to destroy the marriage.
I do agree that the courts in this country are not very fair. Not very fair. I've witnessed it firsthand. Someone very close to me who his wife left him with three young children, and in the end, he had to give her half of everything he owned.
Mm-hmm.
And all because that was what she entitled to. The reality of it was she was entitled to nothing.
I think we need a different system. We have what they call a no-blame system in this country, which is a very unusual divorce and separation system. I think it needs to be changed. In the UK, America, most places, if you commit adultery or you break up the marriage or you're the alcoholic or you're the domestic violence perpetrator, you get a lot less. You are deemed unfit by the courts and you will get a lot less. You'll be just chucked out because you're the one who broke the contract. I mean, marriage is a contract. It's like any other contract, a work contract or a contract to buy a home or whatever it is. If you break the rules, you've broken the contract. And if you go out and decide to, sleep at half the neighbourhood, well, then you're breaking that contract. Do you know what I mean?
Yes,
well, tonight. Okay, I've got to go to a break. Anyway, the number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. The question I'm asking you, is divorce something to be celebrated? Mary, celebrate it. James believes it's a celebration of moving forward with your life, whereas John believes you can't celebrate a failure. Oisín, who just texted in. Oisín, I'm with you. I know exactly how you feel. Yeah, very similar situation. And I have to say, I empathise with you. I must have a chat with you about it. And now that person hasn't a clue. Oh my God, I divorced in 2012. It was the best thing I ever done. It was a weight lifted off my shoulders. A new beginning. It takes two to tango to somebody else. Two sides to every story. Some of your audio messages, by the way, coming in as well on WhatsApp. I'm going to come to Will in a second too.
Niall, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Play me three wedding songs from me, will you? Number one, Please Release Me, Engelbert Humperdinck. Number two, Dusty and the Pet Shop Boys, What Have I Done to Deserve This? And number three, You Too. I still haven't found what I'm looking for. Thanks, Niall. Love the show.
Yeah, three good songs for divorce there. There you go. Will, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Will?
Hello, Niall. How are you?
Good. I'm seeing some horror stories here. There's one chap text in there, by the way. He said his wife ran off with his brother last year and now they're both living in the house he paid for.
Ooh, that's not good.
No, that's not nice.
That's not good.
No. So, Will, you and your ex-wife, you get on okay, do you?
We do now, Niall. Yeah, it took a little bit of a while to get there, but we went and had our divorce together. I picked her up. We went into the court.
You actually picked her up on the day of the divorce in your car, like?
Yeah. We went when it was over and we had a coffee. And it's been fine ever since.
But you know, wouldn't it be wonderful if all divorces were like that, if they were all amicable? And I don't know, and I don't want to know, because obviously a lot of stuff would be in camera. I don't want to know your personal circumstances, right? But, you know, a lot of things come down to, as somebody said earlier on there, 80% of everything is agreeable. But then you've got the house.
Yes, yeah. Well, thankfully, there was never anything like that involved.
Absolutely. So there was no question in your case. And by the way, you have four kids. How young are your kids, by the way?
Well, the youngest is 36.
Right.
The eldest is 45 this year, so I'm grand.
All right. So, in other words, there was no maintenance to pay.
Well, no. Listen, it happened 30 odd years ago now. So,
okay. Well, how old were the kids at the time?
Yeah, they would have been the eldest probably around 10, 11, and the youngest maybe 3 or 4.
Okay. So, in other words, there was no doubt about who was staying in the family home.
No. That was the judge actually said on the day that he wished every divorce that he resided over was as amicable as ours.
And absolutely, if the kids are very young, you know, there has to be sacrifice made and whatever's in the best interest of the children.
Yes,
if the kids are older, it's very different, of course.
Yeah.
Okay.
We told him on the day what are the financial plans and all were going to be, and he thought they were fine and just gave us the go-ahead. And it's been
I'm sure the judges would love a case like yours every day of the week.
Yeah.
But unfortunately,
lucky, I guess.
80% of the cases are not like yours, Will.
No,
they end up with two people giving each other daggers looks in the court, people being brought up onto stands, one person saying I want 50%, the other person saying you're only getting 20%, and it just turns into a mess.
Yeah, listen, Niall, I know I've had relations who've gone through the same thing, and actually it's worse, I think, when property is involved.
Yeah, there's greed. Greed kicks in as well, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And all that kind of stuff. You know, you have someone saying I want 100%, and the other person's actually being quite amicable and saying, well, let's go 50-50, and they're going, no, I want 100% of everything.
Yes.
I want to take everything off you. Leave you with no shirt on your back.
That's when the trouble starts.
Yeah. So, look, it was nice that you could go straight after the divorce and in and have the coffee. And how's your ex-wife now? Do you still have a relationship with her?
Oh, yeah, listen, I just said in the text that every Stephen's Day, myself and my new wife, I'm married over 20-odd years, we go and have dinner on Stephen's Day so that all my side of the family can be together. That's my children and so on.
Right, okay. And your new wife and your ex-wife get on okay?
They get on fine, yeah. You know,
don't kill each other.
No, the first time we went down, I think, for dinner on Stephen's Day, they were having a chat and my son came over and whispered, Dad, them two are talking, you're in trouble.
They're comparing notes. Well, lovely talking to you.
No bother, Niall. Listen, thanks. It's a pleasure.
All right, okay. Thanks very much indeed. Nice to hear that kind of experience for divorce too. Unfortunately, it's a rare experience nowadays in divorce. Most divorces are not amicable. They're not like that because, you know, look, the kids were young. And I would say to anybody, if the kids are very young, you know what I mean? Settle it, sort it. Remember, everything is in the best interest of the kids. If the kids are older, of course, and time has passed and, you know, you have a house and you have things like that, well, then obviously it has to be divided 50-50 or whatever it is that the court will decide. But that's the way it should be. So if you're out there and you're getting divorced and your kids are older or there's no kids and you think you're going to get 100% of whatever, you know, say the house or whatever, even though both of you have paid for it or whatever, and you think you're going to get 100% of it, you're deluding yourself. So make an agreement to 50-50. Don't be going into court with guns blazing thinking you're going to get 100% of everything, because you're not. The judges are not probably that stupid in most cases. They'll go 50-50. So try and be amicable about it and save yourself a hell of a lot of money going to divorce, a hell of a lot of money hiring a barrister and a solicitor and everything else with costs of 10 or 15 grand after, I don't know, your case progressions and your divorce case and everything else. It's just not worth the trouble. The only people that are going to benefit is the legal people.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hits.